first guest won the Emmy Award for Best Actor in a Drama Series. He now stars on Boston Legal. Take a look.
Excuse me. Sorry to interrupt. Brad Chase, look, I've been asked to stay, which I'm considering, but I'm concerned that you and I may have gotten off on the wrong foot. I like to be straight up with people, and if there's an issue or conflict, let's address it head on, if you don't mind.
I have trouble talking that fast. I don't believe in being straight up, but I'm a big fan of your Aquavelva commercials.
Nice. Who's that? What are you wearing? Do you know, even? Do you care?
Jack Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know Jack?
No.
No. Is he related to John?
Nope.
I don't even know who John Taylor is. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing really well.
Congratulations on the Emmy. That was
Thank
very
you.
Exciting
Thank
to
you.
See that. Anthony LaPaglia was on the show yesterday, and he made $800 off the deal because he bet...
$800?
Yeah, he bet that you would win, and you did. So he lost, but he won money.
Now I bet on James Gandolfini $10 and lost.
Oh, but then you...
He bet on me and won $800.
$800, because it was a bunch of different people.
Yeah, I never make money on this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Ever.
That's a shame you won the Emmy instead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I could have walked home with a nice fat check.
Now, did you... Did you, in the back of the, I mean, did you prepare just in case? Did you have anything to say? Did you think you'd win?
No, I think I, you know, the idea of going and actually being involved in a contest was more than I could bear. I mean, I just couldn't face that. So I think I just put it out of my head, and I just looked at it as a work night. You know, that I was going to go publicize a show, present something, which, as it was, kept me in Pepto-Bismol most of the night.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I was, you know, I was nervous enough as it was.
Yeah.
And so I think I just didn't want to think about the fact that there was a contest going on.
Uh-huh.
And I think I live enough in a vacuum. I don't... And I was sort of unfamiliar with it enough that I was able to keep that going. Right up until the camera showed up in the aisle and they said, okay, and now we're announcing... You know, the best actor in a dramatic series. I literally right up until then. I mean, yeah, I had presented earlier in the evening, and I finished presenting. I said, well, the evening's over. Great. I can go back, relax. I can leave in a bit, and it'll be fine. And then the camera showed up in the aisle, and they said, and they started to list the nominees. And even then, I sort of looked over and, you know, figured, okay, that's enough of that. And then they said my name, and I realized in that moment that I was going to have to come up with something to say. And that was really when...
Well,
I was in trouble.
I love what you said. I was actually, I think I was backstage because I was presenting shortly after that.
I ran into you.
Yeah. I saw you backstage. And, and I love, we have a clip of it because you, we should set this up by saying you really did not know what you were going to say.
Yeah, no, I really didn't. I mean, I had, I didn't. I had this sort of, all these names. As I'm walking up on the stage, I took an enormous amount of time getting up there. And part of that was the sick feeling. But then the other part of it was that I'm also slow. But then lastly, it was because I just had this sort of list of names in my head. And they seemed to be first names and last names. And none of them would made up with one another. And I really, and I just thought, I've got to think of something. And not even to, you know, a greater audience of people watching. But just that, you know, you're looking at all these people who are sitting out there waiting. And they're all professionals.
Yeah.
You know, your audience are all professionals who are waiting for you to die. Really. I mean, that would be the ideal, is if you walked up there and had a coronary and died. That would be like... Thank you. And
Well,
I came up with something else.
And I loved it. I thought that it was one of the best things. I thought it was planned. I love that this just came at the top of your head. This is at the Emmys when you walked
in. Oh, my goodness. You were right. I should have written something down. I just have a... continuous loop of confusing names in my head, and none of the first match the last. You've all made wonderful choices in shoes and dresses tonight, and you all look absolutely beautiful.
Well, I loved it. Now, you were just stalling.
I was stalling. And I think it was also my father. I think my father, you know, was just... He was often confused and dazed when faced with groups of people. And I think he always felt if you can appeal to women in some way, they'll take pity on you. And if you can make them feel, you know, good, they'll make you feel good.
Uh-huh.
And I think it just happened naturally that that's what I went to, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it doesn't matter how you got there. You did get, I think, I thought it was charming. I loved
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Now, the last time you were here, I mentioned about the pillowcase, and it went for charity. It went like crazy.
It was crazy, wasn't
well,
it?
Well, we found that it was really on eBay. Somebody was trying to sell a pillowcase with your face on it. And
yes.
So we thought, well, let's do our own and make money for charity. And it was on for $29. The woman was trying to sell it initially.
Right.
Then it went for thousands or whatever. So we thought, this time, you seem to be a big seller. And so this time what we got...
I don't think I can compete with the tennis racket, though.
No, you can. It's a spice rack.
Oh, look at that. Yes.
Yeah, I'll put it this way. It's a really good spice rack, and your face is on every...
No, that will compete.
Yeah. Now, that will, right?
Look.
All of them.
Crushed mint.
Yeah, crushed mint. Now, perhaps, because then we put my sheets on also, and I don't want to split it up. What we'll also include in this are pictures of me as well, so
Perfect.
That then you can put them all, and you say, you know, perhaps Ellen will be
savory,
right?
Okay.
Or I can't read these right
I'd
now.
I'd like to still continue to be table style black pepper.
All right. But well, you make that request.
But you're perfectly welcome to be poppy seed.
Okay, poppy seed, and so you can change it up. You can alternate. So
that
this is
fantastic.
It's a great spice rack, and you can have the Ellen and James spices, and it's going to be on the website, and it's all the money's going to go to charity.
Oh, that's
and,
great! I love that.
So
you can get out your cell phones.
Yeah. Right away. It's on the website. Do it. All right, we have to go to commercial. We'll come back. We'll see what we're selling already. So, yeah, and you really are terrific on the show, I was saying.
Thank you.
And now, are you fully adjusted? I don't know why everybody's... Are you adjusted to L.A. life? And because I feel like you've always been adjusted to L.A. life.
No. Well, in some ways I am. I mean, I have found a way to live here I grew up back east and lived for many years in New York City and became very accustomed to walking. And I love that, and I do it here. I'm generally alone. On the street because no one else seems to walk in Los Angeles. So unless you're crazy or something terribly wrong has happened, you've either, you know, wrapped your car around a tree and have to walk home, or you're me. And I also am not very keen on the sun, so I wear a hat always every day to keep the sun off, and I generally wear a jacket most days to carry a bunch of stuff. I carry a lot of stuff with me, so I wear a jacket. So
what kind of stuff?
You know, wallet. It became a habit because I used to be a smoker, and when you're a smoker, you have a whole battery of things that you have to carry with you, cigarettes and a lighter and so
ashtray.
On. Yeah. But then also, you know, mints. I mean, if you're going to actually have a conversation or kiss somebody else, you then have mints or a gum or this and that, you know. So I would carry all this junk with me. So I got in the habit of wearing a jacket. So walking around Los Angeles, it's like me and the Hasidic Jews walking around. That's what I look like with my hat and my thing. But anyway, in... But so in Los Angeles, if you are a walker, you're alone on the street a lot of the time, and so that's I've adjusted.
Yeah. But what I heard that you did like to walk, I didn't know about carrying stuff, and I didn't understand that. But I knew you liked to walk.
I have to carry it in my hands.
Well, now you don't, because what I've gotten you is a lovely Ellen man purse.
You are so generous.
Yeah. And. Woo! Welcome, Legal Air, Sunday nights at 10 o'clock on ABC. We're going to call someone for RSVP, Ellen, right after this. Don't go away. Thank you so much.